KFYO, good morning. It's 7:39 with Tom and Laura on Lubbock's First News. On the line with us, Congressman Randy Nagemeyer. Good morning and welcome to the program. Hello?
Uh-oh.
And,
there he is.
Hello?
Good morning.
We got you.
Good morning. Well, you were talking about the Pancake Festival, and I'm hopeful to be there this Saturday. But you forgot to mention that they're added bacon to the menu.
Oh, yeah, they're making bacon.
That's big news, right?
It is big news. And as a big bacon fan, I'm excited about that.
Me too.
You know, the thing is with the bacon, I mean, it's not all you can eat bacon, but it's like a la carte and it's an extra. But nevertheless,
it will be available
bacon,
for the first time.
Bacon will be on the plate.
Bacon will be on the plate.
All right, Congressman, got to ask you, a lot of people are interested in this. We have the Lubbock County Republican Party's organized this debate for this evening, and we've got, Donald May, Chris Wynn going to be there, and a lot of people wondering why you're not going to be in attendance or, you know, kind of saying, hey, you know, this is a debate. So,
Well, thanks for that question. You know, there was a number of forums that were organized throughout the district. Unfortunately, you know, I have to be in Washington most of the time, and so a lot was unable to attend some of those forums. We sent representatives, and we had laid out a schedule because I'm only in the district for a few days this week, and we had laid out a schedule and made some commitments for this week when we found out that this forum was going to be this evening. And so we unfortunately had to decline because of a previous commitment, but we will have someone representing us tonight at the event.
Okay. All right. Recently, you guys just had the vote on the debt ceiling. Where is the debt ceiling and the relative to the continuing resolution and the national debt? What's going on?
We had that the budget deal that was a few weeks ago, and you know, all of that did was set up then the passage of the CR, which funds the government between now and September 30th of this year. But what we didn't decide was how we were going to pay for that. And so the fact that we were going to spend more money than we had coming in left us with the need to increase the credit card. And so last week we had a vote to increase the debt ceiling until I believe March of next year. And you know, Tom, I voted against that because number one, we didn't even set a dollar amount, and we basically didn't do anything to keep from having to, you know, keep raising the debt ceiling in the future. And you can imagine you're over your credit limit at your with your bank at your credit card, and calling your banker up and saying, you know what, I need an increase in my credit limit. And they said, well, how much? And said, well, just increase it, you know, until March of next year on whatever I spend. And I just don't think that's good, you know, policy. And it's really mortgaging the future of our children and our grandchildren. And we, at some point in time, we've got to stop doing this.
Well, when is the madness going to end? I mean, when are people going to actually put their foot down and say, hey, we're not going to do this anymore?
Well, we tried to do that in the House, and, you know, the administration, the president, and unfortunately, really, the liberal media accused the Republicans of shutting the government down. We weren't trying to shut the government down. We sent the Senate a number of bills that would have kept the government open, but would have begun to cut spending and cut this deficit. So it's elections have consequences, and so if we don't get some help in the Senate, basically, I think we're just going to let this president and this administration just keep borrowing and spending money we don't have.
All right. Hang with us. We'll be right back. Congressman Randy Nagemeyer, 7:42, and we're going to cover veterans benefits, cost of living adjustments. Good morning. Good morning. It's 7:47 with Tom and Laura. Congressman Randy Nagemeyer on the line. Welcome back to the program. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, question, relative veterans benefits. I know that we were talking about cost of living adjustments for the veterans benefits. Now, not too long ago, because of lack of action. Weren't benefits, correct me if I'm wrong, for veterans put on hiatus? They were put on hold or actually cut. So we weren't committing to spending the money for veterans benefits. Is that right or wrong?
Well, you remember the budget deal that reduced the COLA
right.
increases for benefits. You know, that was a part of one of the pay-fors to get that CR and the budget deal done. Well, and one of the reasons I voted against that was because we were breaking a promise to our veterans. And so those working-age veterans were going to have a 1% reduction in any COLA increases until they reached retirement age. Well, that really wasn't fair. And so I think a lot of members heard from veterans all across the country. And so last week we fixed that. And so any existing veterans that are have retired and will get their COLA benefits in full and not reduced. Now, what is in place now is new people coming into the service. This did not grandfather those folks in. But you know, one of the things we were talking previously about, you know, when was this nonsense going to start? Why would we start balancing, you know, the budget on the backs of our veterans while, you know, that's such a small portion of the deficit? The big things are the big entitlements, and we're going to have the political courage to, you know, go in and really address those. But I'm glad to say that we did fix that for our veterans out there today, and I was proud to support that that piece of legislation.
Well, here, my father-in-law is deceased now, but he was career military. And, you know, I just remember that year after year after year after year, I mean, the benefits slowly, whether it was medical or coverage or, you know, they've been shrinking for a long time. And so for people that have gone out there and put their life on the line and are lucky enough to make it back, and for those who were not fortunate enough to make it back, whose dependents and family are depending on this stuff, you know, what do you do in this situation? I mean, you can't just turn your back on them.
No, and you know what? Whether it's our veterans or our seniors, I think any plan that we come up with, we have to keep the promise to those people that are already relying on those benefits, Tom. Now, if we need to change the retirement and medical and health care and all of that stuff going forward, where everybody coming into through the service or coming into Social Security or all of those know what the rules are and what the policy is going to be, that's a different thing. But certainly we can't be breaking our promises to those men and women that, as you said, put themselves in harm's way. And all of a sudden we decide we're going to change the rules on them.
If you'll hang with us, we'll be back. We'll talk about overreach and, I guess, some of the implications that we may be facing relative executive orders. It's 7:51. Good morning. 7:55. Good morning, Tom and Laura. Congressman Randy Neugebauer on the line. Welcome back to the program, Randy.
Thank you.
Hey,
Good to be back.
Just some stuff that had been said over the past few days, you know, really didn't set well with me. First of all, I don't know if you've come to the realization yet, but you're an independent because there is no Republican Party, according to Joe Biden. I don't know if you heard the statement, but he said that he wishes there was a Republican Party. He wishes there was someone they could sit down with and make a deal. The other thing that, you know, just that I don't get is, end of the week last week, the president said that, well, you know, I didn't know. I mean, do you think I would go out there and tell people this was, you know, something that was a good deal if there was going to be a problem with it? Like this is a mistake. Okay, let me tell you something. Okay, a lot of times people plan and make calculated mistakes. we have revamped and made extension to the healthcare law, which explicitly states in black and white that in the months following December 31st, 2013, the law will go into effect. 27 alterations and extensions. What is up?
Well, they've got a problem. You know, they've got a piece of legislation that's flawed. It won't work. It's in every day a new flaw presents itself. They can't implement it. They're getting pushback now, even within their own party. And so the president is picking winners and losers, and he's trying to put his finger in all these dikes. I think he's running out of fingers. But the problem is he's using executive orders to circumvent a piece of his signature legislation. There's creating a lot of uncertainty and frustration among the American people, and the people that are ultimately getting hurt the worst are the people that the president promised to help, and he's not able to keep that promise, Tom.
Well, this is what I know. Okay. I have not been able to keep all my doctors. I have not been able to keep my insurance plan as I know it. My deductibles and my copays have more than doubled, and I'm not happy. I mean, I couldn't keep my doctor, couldn't keep my health plan,
I was able to keep all of mine.
Well,
on my plan.
Yeah.
It just kind of varies.
It does vary, but Tom, your story is the one. We're not hearing the people in my district that maybe are getting.
Now, no offense to Laura, but I don't care about her health plan. I want mine.
Thanks a lot, pal.
Yeah, number of people that have that same story, and it's all across the country. And I've even talked to. And I spend a lot of time when I'm in the district talking to business owners and job creators, and they say right now, Randy, we could be adding some folks, but we just don't know what the rules are going to be. We don't know how this healthcare thing is going to be played out, and now the president's postponing this, and so it's creating a lot of frustration. And so this discussion will continue, I think, for a very long time, because it's going to take a very long time for all of this to get sorted out and possibly implemented.
All right, Randy. Hey, we're out of time. Listen, minimum wage is going to be surfacing later this week, I'm sure, in Congress. We'll get back to that on Monday, okay?
Sound like a plan. Thank you. Y'all have a great week.
Have a good week. Thanks.